This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Healthcare politics have changed a lot in the last year, in part because of the coronavirus, but not in the way you may think. Candidates are actually talking less about healthcare coverage. WFAE's Dana Miller Irvin examines the reasoning for that in a piece you can read at WFAE.org. She joins us now. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning.
You report that there's been a dramatic change in political messaging from last year's Democratic primary presidential debates, when there was much more attention on healthcare and the future of Obamacare. So what happened?
A lot's happened, and it's ironic that the pandemic and the resulting recession have actually taken attention away from other healthcare issues, even though just over 6 million people have lost their employer-sponsored health coverage, at least according to one recent study. And of course, there have been protests over racial injustice and pictures of violence in the streets. And those things have really consumed all the oxygen from the political atmosphere.
Are you saying voters don't care about healthcare now?
No, healthcare is still an important issue for voters. But the Pew Research Center says the economy and violent crime are now the most important topics for Trump supporters. And while healthcare is the top issue for Biden supporters, they say the main reason they're going to vote for him is, well, he's not Donald Trump. And so, of course, you're seeing Biden focus on what he sees as the president's flaws in leadership.
When you say healthcare is an important issue for voters, what do you mean? It's a broad topic.
It is a big topic. It turns out when people say they're concerned about healthcare, what they're really talking about is the cost. Half of all Americans fear a major medical problem will push them into bankruptcy. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. And 9 in 10 are worried about the rising cost of prescription drugs.
Don't most Americans have coverage?
Yeah, but even people with coverage are worried. The Kaiser Family Foundation studies public opinion on healthcare, and its research director told me high deductibles are a really big problem.
And when you think about people with employer coverage, you know, some of them were saying, well, I had to buy less groceries, or, you know, just really heartbreaking stories that you expect to hear of the uninsured.
So healthcare is really an economic issue then.
Exactly. And Donald Trump has really homed in on that. In the past few months, he signed a number of executive orders aimed at lowering the cost of prescription drugs and reducing surprise medical bills, although experts say it will take a while for people to see any impact from those. And at the Republican convention, he promised he'd ensure coverage for people with pre-existing conditions.
Aren't people with pre-existing conditions already protected because of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare?
Yes, they are. But the president has been committed to repealing the law. And now that repeal effort failed. But earlier this summer, the Trump administration joined a Republican-led lawsuit before the Supreme Court to overturn it.
Has Joe Biden been talking about that?
Yes, he mentioned it in his convention speech.
And the assault on the Affordable Care Act will continue until it's destroyed, taking insurance away from more than 20 million people, including more than 15 million people on Medicaid, and getting rid of the protections that President Obama worked so hard to get passed for people who have 100 million more people who have pre-existing conditions.
But Biden hasn't talked about healthcare as much as he did during the primaries. One study of the summer's campaign ads found most of Biden's ads are more likely to mention the pandemic, the economy, business, and jobs. Now, that could change, however. This past weekend, Bernie Sanders, who's been campaigning for Biden, publicly called for the vice president to increase his focus on bread and butter issues like jobs, healthcare, and prescription drug costs.
What about races here in North Carolina? How big of a topic is healthcare coverage here?
Well, Democratic Senate challenger Cal Cunningham thinks healthcare is a winning issue for him. He's been running ads attacking Republican Tom Tillis for voting to repeal the Affordable Care Act, including those provisions that cover pre-existing conditions. Also, when Tillis was Speaker of the House in North Carolina, he helped lead opposition to Medicaid expansion. Cunningham thinks that's a vulnerability with swing voters during a pandemic.
Republicans in the state legislature have opposed Medicaid expansion here for years. Why does Cunningham think swing voters care about this issue?
Well, people in some very conservative states have voted to expand Medicaid when it's on the ballot, overriding the opposition of their elected officials. But whether that's a winning issue in North Carolina, I guess we'll find out after the election when the votes are counted.
Okay, thanks, Dana.
You're welcome.
That's WFAE's healthcare reporting fellow, Dana Miller Irvin. And you can read her story about the politics of healthcare at WFAE.org. This is WFAE's Morning Edition.